Knieh. So you have to say, Mutar Matem, you're allowed to go off the ship. Shekvar Hayisi Mistakel, I was looking. Vahayinu Betechat Chum Achlecha Shecha. He noticed that the ship reached within Alpayim Amma from the shore, from the port, before Shkia, before Ben Hashmoshes. So Mela, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, when you're Kaina Shrisa, you were Alpayim Amma of the city. So you're the cloud of Tchum of the city. Mela, as if you're Kaina Shrisa in the city, you're allowed to get off the city and walk around the whole city. It's not considered you weren't Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. Shashi says, Lenomo Purt Palad, Sheshom Asfinus Yaitis Min Yam Lusvosim. Ma'anu Lerid, Min Asfinu Teich Yer Kloima, Bono Mechus Tchum Shechashechem. Did we travel Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos or not? And Gamliel answered back, no. Like at Shkia time, he was looking and he was able to see the port. He could see. So Meili knew that this distance we travel now during the Bein HaShemoshes is not considered Chutz L'Tchum. So Meili, we didn't go out of the Tchum. We're still in the Tchum of the city. So Meili, we're allowed to walk around the whole city. We mamash kain shvisa in the city. Here. Sati Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. Gimel Dvorim Avirin Esodim Al Daitoi V'Yadas Koinim. Hey, three things like Tir of Daitoi takes away your mind. Takes away, you're not normal. It takes away, pushes your own mind. But Yadas Kohen, it takes you away to be a kofer. It takes you away from doing the Ratzon of Hashem. Elohein, these are the three things that make you a little meshuga. Oiv dekechovim, if you think davoy dezorah, it takes you away from Das Kohen, from the Ebishtum. Vaisef al-daitoy also takes you away. You're not normal then. Beruach ro comes into you. A bad shade, something bad comes into you. It also makes you meshuga. So vaisef, you're not normal, and you can't do lavoy des Hashem. If somebody is very, very poor, he has such sorrows from being so poor, that also makes him not normal and takes him away from Das Koini. So the moral of my Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina, yes or no, is Lemiboi Rachmi Alayu. If a person has these three sorrows, there's a tremendous thing to daven for him. Be mefala for the person, that he shouldn't become a sugar. So may he be able to Zai have his own Das and be able to do Avodas Hashem. So the Gemara Gimol Ein Royim Pnei Gehenim. Three people don't even see the face of Gehenim. It's a bigger madrigal. The Gemara before in Erevin we had was that Yidden don't go into Gehenim because when they come to the face of Gehenim, Avraham Avinu comes and saves you. Okay, so whoever has a bris milo, Avraham Avinu picks you out. But I call upon him there, you saw the peneg, you saw the face of Gehenim. So you don't go down deep because Avraham Avinu comes and takes you out. This is a bigger madrigal. You don't even see the face of Gehenim. Elohein, Dikduke Yanis. Hey, somebody also has a hard life, he's very, very poor. So Poshtal, these Yisurim, the Yisurim are mechaper upon him, that he won't have to have Gehenim. Vayta v'cholei mayin, somebody has a sickness of the cholei mayin, the intestines. He has bad intestines, so he has to go a lot. He has tremendous Yisurim. So those Yisurim are mechaper upon him, he won't have to see Pnei Gehenim. V'arashus, somebody has a reshus. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, Mishi Yesh Lo Noisim. If you have creditors, people are coming to say that to mon you for the money you owe them, so people are always after you, there's also a lot of Yisurim. So for those Yisurim, you won't see Gehenim. Taisus learns, it means a reshus, Pirsha Ben Chananel, Oil Malchus Oiv Dikachovim. Kiyom Masech Tovis, have his hearing be reshus. Yeah. So it means the Goyish government, if they're after you and give you a lot of tsaris, so for those tsaris that you have, you won't see Pnei Gehenim. The Yeshraimim, some say, Af Mishi Yeshla Ishara. Somebody has a bad wife. If you have a bad wife, she gives you so much sorrows. So also, Machmas, those sorrows, those will be a kapara, you won't have to see Gehenim. The Ida, question, the first man, the Yomah, Ishara, Mitzvah Lagarsha. He doesn't know anything. What do you mean, Yisurim? Don't keep her. Get rid of her. Give her a get. So if you keep her, it's your tsaris that they want. It's not even called Yisurim, then I'm a chapa for you. The Edith, the other one holds no. Zim nindik subasam ruva. Amala could be a big suba. It's very big suba. You can't afford to give her get. You'd love to give her get. You can't though. So merely you have to stay married to her. So you have tremendous yisurim. So they hold those yisurim are mechaper upon you. You won't see pnei gehenim. Inami yisle bonimine. Or else you have children from her. So vice versa, if you have children, it's not so easy to give a get. It's a Santa Gemara taka. Now, Poshu, we're talking about now an Ishara here, doesn't stand mean she's a nudnik, she bothers you. Poshu means she's an avarian, that she does averis. Either she does nus, or else she's oivra das yehudis. That's called a mitzvah lagarsha. If you have a bad wife that does bad things, there's a mitzvah lagarsha. It's like a chiddish. So if you have children, though, then you have to think twice before you give a get. I mean, twice, you have to think twice at the beginning also. It means, but it's a hard azachtum. And if you have children, it's a hard azach to give a get. Interesting. You can't give her a get then. It's not a pialocha. A pialocha, you can still give her a gift. Why is it harder though? So in the case, even though really you should give her a gift, about you have children, it's very hard to give a gift right now. Now, if the children's sake, has yol is not kedai to give the gift. So you're not giving her a gift. So kol parim, you have tremendous yisurim with them. So these yisurim will be mechapi you. So the Gemara lamai nafkumina. What's nafkumina? What they're telling me now that you won't see pnei gehenim. So the Gemara lekabula meyava. The pshat is when you have these yisurim, you should makabla upon yourself meyava to realize the Eibush is giving it to you, and you're gaining by the deal. You're gaining by the deal. If this is a kapara for you, you won't have to be in gehenim. You won't have to see. You won't even have to see the pnei gehenim. So a kol parim, if somebody has a bad wife or is very, very poor, and he has tremendous yisurim, he has to take yisurim yavah to know that he's gaining by the deal. These yisurim I can help him, he's not going to have to see the pnei gehenim. Not just some to have kindness to the Yevishter, but to know it's miyavah, to know that you're gaining on the deal. Right? Hey, three people, even though they look healthy and they're talking, still they could die any second. But that's the type of sickness they have. Namala person who is a geisus, he gets so sick he can't even talk. Like he knows before he's going to die. These people know, even though they're talking, they look like they're normal, they can still die any second. Veluhein, choyle main, somebody has bad insides, intestines. The system is bad, from that sickness you could die any second, even though you're talking. Vechaya, as an isha just gave birth, she could also die any second. Vehadraken, somebody has a sickness, draken, dropsy they call it. Some type of a chole in the mouth. This type of a chole, if you have it, even though you're talking, you look, you feel healthy, you could die any second. Fred Gemara, lemay nafkamina, what's nafkamina, if you'll die any second or not? The Teretz is, lemishmushe bo zavadison. That you should prepare yourself, your tachrichim. Hey, make sure you're ready. In other words, you know that your life is in a sakona. You're not going to know when you're going to be mace. So prepare your tachrichim beforehand. So Drashi is, avdoso lezame tachrichim. Take care of the clothing and after wearing, after Misa, take care of it when you're still alive. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Yotzel Adas, if somebody walked out of the Tchuma on Shabbos, Bedas, with his own Das, he wasn't forced, he could have stayed home, but his Tam wanted to walk out of the Tchum. His Alocha Ein Lo Yel Arba Amos. Once he walked down Amos out of the Tchum, he's not... Or Luchuri, anything. Luchuri, even he walked one Amor. Abi, he walked out of the Tchum. The din is now, it's a Knas with Rabbonin. You're only allowed to walk now, Dalad Amos. You can't walk out of those Dalad Amos. Fred Gemara Pshita, what's Rav Nachman's Chiddush? It's often a Mishnah. Hashto Misha Tziyu Nochrim. Maduch our Mishnah says, if the Goyim took you out for Inis, the Goyim picked you up and forced you to go out of the Tchum. We say, Emily El Dalad Amos. Then they put you down in the middle of the fields. We say you only have Dalad Amos and not more. Or be Yotzel Adas Mi Boy, if you walked out with your own mind, nobody asked you to, you did it in Avera like B'mezid. Pshita, there's a Kanas. You don't have more than Dalad Amos. What's Rav Nachman's Chiddush? Is the Mo'ela Emo, Chozel Adas, Ein Lo Yelo Dalad Amos. That's his Chiddush. Now it is going on the case that the Goyim picked you up and forced you to go out of the Tchum. So once you're outside, the Mishnah says you only have Dalad Amos. Now, you walk back inside the Tchum, Midas. You walked in yourself. That's what Nachman's Chiddush is saying. You still only have Dalad Amos. Nothing more. For the Gemara HaNamitanin, that's also Pshita. We also know this din from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hachziru Nochrim. When does the Mishnah say it's Mutter only if the Goyim pick you up and bring you back again, Boynis? Then we say it's Kidu Lo Yotza. Then it's as if you never lost your first Chum. You could walk all through your first Chum. But it's a Diyak Davka, Hachziru, who? Only because the Goyim brought you back. If the Goyim brought you back, that's when we say it's as if you never left the Tchum. Let's say the Goyim Taka forced you to go chus the Tchum. Later you walked back into the Tchum with your own Das, b'mezik, you did it by yourself. Then ain layel dal damis. That's the deek from the Mishnah. Then we don't say you go back home as if you're first Tchum, but you still have the Knas mit Rabbonim, that you only have dal damis. So what's Rav Nachman's Chiddush? Pshita. If you do one of these two things, either go out Midas or come back Midas, that's Pasha the Mishnah to say that you only have Dalad Amos. So the Gemara Ela Eima, Yotzo Ladas V'yachziru Nochrim. This is the Chiddush. Where Yutaka walked out of the Tchum Midas. So you did an Avera, B'mezid, Savadir, the Knas, Kozuman, you're outside there, you can't walk more than Dalad Amos. But now it's a chiddush vechziru nochrim. But nochrim goyim found you outside, and they schlepped you about korcha back into the tchum. In this case, Rav Nachman is saying, ein lo yel dal damis. then such a case also you still only have Daladamas. Even though now they schlepped you back into the city, so maybe you should be like B'toich Ir, you have the whole city. No, about you're outside Midas, you only have Daladamas. That's what Nachman's Chiddush. Is also the pshita. We know this din from our Mishnah. It's also learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hoytziyuhu v'yachziruhu." Only if the goyim slept you out and then the goyim slept you back. That's when it's kilu lo yotza. That's when we say you have a right to walk in the original tchum the way you were before. It's as if you never went out. Only if both happened beyondness. Tzadik though, hoytziyuhu v'yachziruhu, who the kilu lo yotza? Only if the goyim did both things beyondness. Let's say you walked metchila outside the tchum midas without asking, you went yourself. Loi, then the zmashim, no matter what happens, even if the goyim slept you back, still loi, you don't have a right to walk more than daladamis. So right, it's shver. What's from Nachman's chiddush? It's enough from the diak for our mishnah. And the gemara name is the chiddush. Now the time I would think litzdadim ketoni. I tell you, our mishnah means litzdadim means it's totally. We can look at two different ways. So what? Mishnah means like this. Mishra to you nochrim. If the goyim schlepped you, carried you out of your tchum, v'chaz aladat, and then you walked back into the city by yourself, taka ein le'el daladamis. You only have daladamis. Avo yotz ladat. But let's say you walked outside the badat of a vechziru nochrim, but the nochrim schlepped you back, maybe kilo lo yotza. Maybe that's pshat now Mishnah. The Mishnah means let's dodim. That if you go out by schlepping by them, then the only time it's mut if they schlep you back. If you come back in yourself, that doesn't help. But in the case where you went out yourself, and now they schlep you back. So about Lamaisa, who brought you back into the tchum? Po'inish, you got back, maybe that's better, maybe that's mut, the Rabbanan don't make a kenas anymore. Is Kamashma? No. That's your Nachman's Chiddush, that you don't have a klor diik from the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah means in this case it's mutter. Kamashma, but Nachman, no. Even in this case, still it's osur. And the Maitzah, the only time it's mutter, if both happened, b'yoynis. The goyim schlepped you out of the tchum, b'yoynis, and then the goyim schlepped you back in, b'yoynis. That's the only time it's mutter. Any other case is still also only daladamis. So the Mara, boyim minei miraba. The yester shalaf and raba. What's the locha? Who traf le nikov of mahu? The person has to go to the base of kisei. What's the locha? So this Rashi learns is going, Zesher tziyu nochrim, ma'al lotzitz m'dal damoysev. Like in the race of the Mishnah, where the goyim schlepped you out of your city and put you out in the fields, chutz l'tchum. So locher is midrabbonin, is a kenas now, you can't walk more than dal damas. Let's say the person has to go to a basic kisein, and there's no basic kisein there. What can he do? Is he allowed to walk chutz l'tchum or not? Omer lehem, they answered back, Avadi's allowed to go out. He's allowed to walk to the basic kisein. Why? While Godol covered Abrios, there's always a svara that kavod abrius is doicher loyster say shabatoyra a lot. So an avada tchumin, which is only awesome, the rabbonin avada the rabbonin will make all the mokum kavod abrius. So melu, when you have to go to the base of kisei, you have a heter even with the rabbonin to go to find the base kisei, you can walk out of your daladamis. So drashi is loyster say shabatoyra. It means lav de loystoser. It means the lav of the rabbonin de kalav loystoser. You have to listen to the rabbonin. O tchum nami the rabbonin. So you see, sorry that you can't walk chutz l'tchum is only mid rabbonin. It's not like Rabbi Kiva Shita to hold this mid raisa. It's only mid rabbonin. So now, avada the rabbonin will make all you allowed to walk more than daladamis to go to the basic kisei. Mela Amri Nadoi. Now Nadoi says you should know if this person wants to be a smart person is ayel l'tchuma, that you should know when you walk to the basic kisei you're outside the fields. Now you have to go to the basic kisei. The rabbonin will make you allowed to walk. So where should you go to the Beis Kisei if you'll be smart? Walk back into your first chum. Go to the Beis Kisei in your first chum. And then the cloud is, v'chivan d'yol ol. Once you came in Brishus, it's as if the goyim now schlepped you back into the chum, and mele you have a heter now to walk all around your chum again. So if you want to be smart, once the Rabbanan gave you a heter to go to the Beis Kisei, that's called you're doing it with a heter of the Rabbanan. So it's as if the goyim schlepped you back in into your tchum, then you'll be allowed to walk around kilu lo yotza, the Mishnah says. So drash ipi keichu, hi, the nitzrach l'nikov, this person has to go to the Beis Kisei. V'yoyv olei rabbonin rishut, l'mei pachus l'yarba moisov, the rabbonin gave him a right to walk out of his daladamis, is that if he wants to be smart now, ayil l'tchuma, let him walk back into the tchum into his first city. V'chiv on the yolo, once he came back in, it'll be mutter for him. Or mutter kilo la yotza, dov rishus, oil, for legorim yachziru, it's not worse than the goyim, step you back. This is also a hetter mit Rabbonin. So about you have hetter to do it, it will be mutter. There will be Yosef. Yeah. Then you wouldn't have the Seitzah. Once you go to the base of Kise, wherever you are, you only have Dal Damas. That's what Nachman's did. Once one of them happened midas, you did it by yourself, you always have the Knas of Dal Damas. No, here. No. So to the base of Kise, you're right. You're allowed to walk to your base of Kise. That's true. True. You're allowed, but when you get to the base of Kise, from that base of Kise, you can only walk Dal Damas. That's all, not more. To get the Heter of the first Chum, it's only where both things were Bionis. You were taken out Bionis, and you're brought back Bionis. But one was the mezid, you have the knas, you always only be the adams. You're right, but the golden best kisa will be mutter. Weiter. Omer Rapapa. Peris sheyotzu chutz letchum. Let's say Peris. It's a lot of the same thing. When a person owns Peris, so the Peris goes after the Bailim, that wherever the Bailim is, his Peris is also kerni shvisa. That the Peris can't go out of the tchum. What's negeh to on Shabbat? Not negeh, you can't carry anyway. But negeh on Yom Tov. Yontif, you're allowed to carry Peris. So the same way you're not allowed to walk out of your tchum, who are in your Peris also can't go out of the tchum. Now what's the loch if Peris yotzuchut the tchum? Somebody picked up the Peris, the Bailam or somebody else, and did an issur with the Peris and carried them chutz tchum. V'chazru, and then they brought the Peris back again inside the tchum. Afilu b'meizid, even if the guy did an avera, that zahi carried the Peris out there b'meizid. And then he brought the Peris back into the Tchum b'meizid. Is the halacha lo yefsid the west mekoyim? Hazazak v'popo. The Peris don't lose their din. They're as if they're back in their Tchum. And maybe now the Bailam is allowed to on Yom Tov carry the Peris all around the Tchum. Or else on Shabbat, now Kamini will not eat these Peris. We'll soon see. Peris that went out of Tchum on Shabbat is a Kanash. You can't eat them. Mashen can hear. Without they're back inside the Tchum now, you're allowed to eat these Peris on Shabbat. As even though somebody carried them out and carried them back to Mezid, so what? The person did the Avera. But negate to the Paris itself, the Paris is called an Anus. Like you can't say the Paris picked itself up and went. It was schlepped. So negate to the Paris, we look as if the Paris was forced to go out and forced to come back. So the Paris are mutter. That's what Pop is Chiddush. You look at the Paris by itself, not the person. So Drashi, Paris Yotzuchus et Chum Chazru, the Yomtut, is Lehefsidu Mekhaimam, the Cholir Lehem Kadal Damis. V'yesh lehen l'chol ruach apayim amma, im yom tefu, v'im Shabbos, mutarim l'achila b'mokim shechozu. If it's Shabbos, nafkimina, you're allowed to eat these Peris. Even though they went out of the tchum and came back, still it's mutar. Why? The Gemara says, why? My timer, anu simninu. The apples, the Peris were forced. So Drashi, al yidei ha-moitziyim. Al yidei, the people that carried them out, it's not the pshat the apple did in Avera. The apple can't move. So somebody else schlepped the apple out. So a Papa says, look at the apple itself. So the apple itself didn't do anything but mazid. So the apple, when it comes back into the tchum, it gets its original din, kilo lo yotze. That's a Papa's chiddush. So the Gemara Eisvei Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya l'Rav Papa. It's Rav Yosef Bar Shmaya, he asked the kasha to Rav Papa. So what is halacha that Rav Nechemya v'Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimrim, they both say that lo'ilom asurin the Peris that went out of its tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the Peris are always osur, at sheyachzru limkoimam shegugin. Unless the Peris came back to its mokum, came back to its original, a tchum b'shegig. That means the person carried it back, either he forgot today was Shabbos or he forgot this nis a tchum, he did it b'shegig. So I call upon him, there's a diik that b'shegigin, it's only mutter to eat these Peris, or on Yom Tov to carry these Peris around the tchum, if they came back in, b'shegig. Ma'ashen came b'shegig in. B'mezid loy. But ma'ashen, if the Peris were brought back to its original tchum, it's osir. So this is not like Rav Papa, this is a kasha to Rav Papa. So Drashi Yasurim, loz des oisan me'arba amoy sayhen. It's also to move these Peris out of its arba amis. For loy loychon, you're not allowed to eat it. Afilu chozru, even if it came back to its original tchum. Elim came chozru shegigin. Avu mezid loy. Or there's a stira to Rav Papa. Rav Nechemya and Rav Lezer hold not like Rav Papa. So these are Tanoyim. How could Rav Papa Dingzach on Tanoyim? And for the Gemara Tanoyi, Enechanam with these Tanoyim Dingzach, but it's a Machlekes Tanoyim. And Rav Papa holds like the other Tanoyim. Where's the Machlekes Tanoyim? The Tanya. We learned. Peirois Sheyotzo Chutz Litchum B'Shoigig. If you have Peiris that went out of the Tchum on Shabbos or on Yontif B'Shoigig, is the Alocha Yoichlu. you're allowed to eat it. So Parshat Pshat, Drashi B'Shogeg Yechlu B'Mokim Shein. The place where they are right now. Hey, somebody carried the Peiris out of the Tchum on Yom Tov. Is the Halacha, they're allowed to eat it where it is. If providing they went out B'Shogeg. Rashi says, Im Yesh Odom, She'erev L'Yoyse Tzad. How could somebody walk there? If somebody else has an Erev to that Tzad, an Erev Tchumin. Because even though it went out of the Tchum of the first city, but the people from the next city are close enough, it's in their Tchum, so these people are allowed to eat it. That's what the Tanakam holds. That Perish Yotze Chus Tchum B'Shogeg, if somebody took it out, B'Shogeg, they didn't realize this was the Tchum, or they didn't know there's an Issa Tchum, is a Locha Yoichel. Ma'ashen Kein B'Mezid Lo Yoichel. If the person took it out of its Tchum, B'Mezid, then the Locha is, no, you're not allowed to eat these Peris. As calls the man, the Peris are outside the Tchum, it's also to eat them on Shabbos, and who are they on Yom Tov, it's also to carry to walk around with them, they only have Daldams. Rabbi Nechemya says, Bin Koimon Yoichel. As if the Peris come back to its original Tchum, you carry it back home again, then you are allowed to eat them on Shabbos. And who are then on Yom Tov will have the din of the first Tchum. You can carry them all around the first Tchum of the city. Ma'ashenken Shloibim Koimon, his calls them on, they're outside in the fields. They're not in its own Mokum. You didn't bring it back to its original Tchum. Is Alocha Lo Yoichel. You're not allowed to eat it outside. Hey, that's what Nechemya argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says, even though the Peris are outside the Tchum, if they were taken there, B'Shegeg, it's mutter to eat them. Then Nechemya holds no. Kol Zaman, the Peris are outside the Tchum, it's also to eat them. It's only mutter to eat them when they came back into the Tchum. So at the Gemara, Maibim Koyman, what does it mean when the Peris came back to its original Tchum, you're allowed to eat the Peris on Shabbos? Ilayma Bim Koyman B'Mezid, if you want to tell me, Rav Nechemya holds, that even though the Peris were brought back B'Mezid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, it gets the din of the original Tchum. That's Zayi, you're allowed to eat them. And Zayi, let her carry them around on Yom Tov. So, male, this would be like Rav Papa's Pshat. Frod's Gemara, name. V'Katoni Behedya, we learned before Behedya, Rav Nechemya holds not like that. V'Katoni Behedya, we learned before that Rav Nechemya, Rav Elezer, Ben Yaakov, Oimrim, they both say that Lo'olam Asurin Ad She'yachzru L'Mkoimon Shogegin, that the Peris Aroser, if Peris went out of its Tchum, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the Peiros are also to eat, only if they came back to its original Tchum, to its original Tchum, when Shogegin. So, it's only mutter to eat these Peiros if it came back B'Shogeg. Ma'ashenken B'Mezid Loi, if they came back B'Mezid, then it's also to eat these Peiros. So, what's Pshat Rav Nechemya that he says, B'Mkoimam you'll not eat it. Elo Lav, Elo Ma, you have to learn that B'Mkoimam B'Shogeg. That Rav Nechemya means if the Peiros came back to its original Tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, B'Shogeg, that the person forgot or the person didn't realize the Peiros went out of the Tchum, he thought it was mutter to carry it back, in such a case the Peiros are mutter to eat. That's when it's mutter to eat. So the Maravaita, V'chasurei Nechsro, and something is missing in this Braisa, V'ochi Ketoni, this is the way you're supposed to learn the Braisa. The word Peiros, Esheyotze, Chutz Tchum. If you have Peiris that somebody carried them out of its Tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is B'Shogeg. If it was taken out of its Tchum, B'Shogeg is Yoichel. Then you are allowed to eat these Peiris where they are, even though they're outside the Tchum right now. But since they were taken out B'Shogeg, the person didn't realize he went out of the Tchum, it's Mutter. B'Mezid lo Yoichel. The person carried the Peiris outside the Tchum, and the Peiris are outside the Tchum, then you're not allowed to eat them. Or then you can't carry them more than Dalad Amos on Yom Tov. Now, B'med, Devar Mamurim, when do we have these halachis? Shaloi Bim Koyman. This is only Kol Zaman the Peiros are outside the Tchum. They're not back in the Tchum. Avo Bim Koyman, but Lu Yitzuyis, somebody carries these Peiros back into the original the Tchum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is Dalacha Afilo B'mezid Yoichlum. Even if the person took them out and brought them back B'mezid, still, you are allowed to eat these Peiros. And the Chura, this is the Tanakama that Rav Papa holds like this Tanakama. That Rav Papa said this from before, that look at the Peiros. The Peiros themselves are anusim. They can't walk. And if somebody dragged them out and somebody dragged them back, therefore the Peiros are mutter to eat and are mutter to carry around the Tchum on Yom Tov. So the Chura, the Tanakama holds like, Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama. Now, V'yosa Rav Nechemya Lameima, Rav Nechemya comes and argues on the Tanakama, and he says, that afilu bim koyman, even if somebody schlep brought the Peiros back into its original original tchum. Still, the halacha is afilu b'mkaimam nami. Even when the peros are back to its original tchum, is b'shoygeg in. It's only mutter to eat these peros or to carry them around on yomtiv if it was brought back b'shoygeg, that the person did not realize he was doing an iser. He thought it was mutter, or he thought he's not outside the tchum. Mashenken b'meizid loy. Mashenken, if you did it b'meizid, then the halacha is it's also tita peris, even though it's brought back into its original tchum. But since it's done b'meizid, it's also tita. So the kid said, this is the machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama holds that peris, when they're schlepped out and schlepped back in again, it's always mutter. It's yatsur latera rishena. And Rav Nechemya Dingzich holds no. It's only if you brought back the peris b'shogig that it's mutter. But if you brought it back b'meizid, it's also. So, Chura, this is a riot to Rav Papa. At least Rav Papa has a Tanakama on his side. That's why Rav Papa paskins like the Tanakama. Yeah. So, Gemara says, Loi. No, maybe there's no riot. Maybe this is not the Machlokes Tanoim. Maybe still it's a kasha in Rav Papa that nobody holds like Rav Papa. I'll tell you, the pshat in the Machlokes is like this. The Mezid Bim Koimon is the Kula Yalma Loi Pligi the Yosef. Maybe even the Tanakama holds that if the peris were schlepped out of the tchum and then you brought them back in the tchum, if it was done v'mezid, it's also titis peris according to everybody. In other words, everybody here argues on Rav Papa. For hocha, abezoi, what is the machloikis here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemya? For hocha, I tell you, b'shoigeg shaloi bim koimam pligi. There's only one machloikis where you schlepped the peris out of the tchum b'shoigeg. Either you forgot there's an iser, or else you didn't realize this was the tchum, you thought you're still in the tchum. So you carry the peris out of the tchum on yomtiv. This is the only machlokes. The Tanakama sovar b'shogig shorit. The Tanakama holds, even though the peris now are outside the tchum, but since you did it b'shogig, it's mutatit the peris. Shaloi b'mkoyman is b'shogig shorit shaloi b'mkoyman. If since you did it b'shogig, it's mutter, even though the peris are shaloi b'mkoyman. Rabbi Nechemya sovar. Rabbi Nechemya comes now to be machmer and says, afilu shogig. Even if you carried the peris out of the tchum only on a shogig, you didn't realize you're doing the issa still. Bim koimoin in. It's only mutatitis peris if somebody schlepped the peris back in to the original tchum b'shogig. Or b'shloi bim koimoin. Calls them on the peris are outside its original tchum, loy. That's Rabbi Nechemya's chumra. That calls them on the peris are outside its original tchum, even though it's schlepped there b'shogig, still it's osir. But nobody holds that if you schlep it back to the original tchum, b'mezid, it's mutter. So chur takasha to Rav Papa. So the Gemara name. Yeah, Gemara. For hamid the ketoni sefer. Since it says in the sefer, loshen like this, Rabbi Nechem, Yov Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimrim, they both say that lo'olam asurin ad sheyasru limkoimon shogigin. That these peres are also titem if they went out of the tchum on Shabbos, and the only time it's mutter, if they were returned to its original tchum, shogigit. It was done b'shogig. The person didn't realize it went out of the tchum. It was a shogig. So the diyek, shogigin b'mezid loy. It's only mutter if they came back b'shogig and not b'mezid. But koponim, it's a diyek, michlal the Tanakama. From here it's a kolor raya that what's the sron Tanakama, sovan, that b'mezid nami shori. The Tanakama holds no. That any time the peris came back to its original tchum, even though it came back b'mezid, the person realized he was doing a nisr, still it's a diik that shari. The Tanakama holds that it's mutter, shema mina. So well, then it's good that Rav Papa holds like the Tanakama, that they hold, even though the peris were taken out of its tchum b'mezid, and they were brought back again on Shabbos or on Yontav b'mezid, still the peris become mutter. And the svar, like we had before, Rav Papa's svar was, because I knew Simhain, the peris themselves aren't on us. Yeah, let's see Rashi now. For me, the Ketoni, it's Rashi B'Hachach Riti. Is li oilom asurin mechlad de betarti pligi. That's the diik, that the machoike Tanakama, and Nechemi is in 2 points. The Tanakama b'mezidim koimim namishori. That the Tanakama holds, if it's brought back to its original place, even b'mezid, still it's mutter. Di chod de kuluhu to make all, because if there's only one, svar to be makel, only one sat to make all, prem Nechemia b'huhu de polig. And Rav Nechemya argues on that punct, Hochi boy lele misni. This is the way Rav Nechemya should have said his din. Kiratoni v'kemaisa. And then Rashi goes on, or midas nan li olam, it's mashma Tanakama holds that, like Rav Papa, when it comes back, then even b'mezid, still it's mutter. Alright, we'll stop here.